Hello, this is Jennifer, and welcome to Out of the Shadows, a Mistress of Mystery podcast. Today's episode was featured in the Campfire Tales Volume 1. The theme of the Campfire Tales was Halloween. And in this episode, Mistress Peterson and Seeker Bassett are finishing their preparations to meet up with the rest of the Order of Mystery at the White Springs to celebrate Mayhem Night. But tonight, there is a different sort of mayhem awaiting them. One which has been waiting very patiently in the shadows for this one perfect night. Enjoy.
This is Mistress Hawkins, broadcasting on the emergency signal. I'm barricaded in one of the Shadow Breeze apartments. I've been chased down by them. They are not what they appear to be. They are alive, and they are trying to go. Oh God, no! Fuck! Let go! No!
Give us souls
reborn as us.
What is... Oh, come on. Room... This lock! Oh, mon Dieu! What did she do to it? Starting to think this isn't even going to be worth it. But if I know Penny... Yep, an inventory list. Jackpot. Let's see. What the hell is a twisted nipple?
It's 3 plasma grenades strapped to a mini nuke.
Penny! Penny! Hi. I was just...
Save it. No more explosives, but I did snag some sugar bombs for later.
Oh, sweet! That's a great score!
Now, to the White Spring... Oh, man.
What?
It's a cluster of those creepy mannequins.
Oh, no. Kill it with fire. Lots of fire. They're so creepy. Oh, mon Dieu! There's another cluster down the road.
Huh. Interesting. Be right back.
What is wrong with you? Being this close to these mannequins? Penny, I want to leave and go blow up cars and robots for Mayhem Night.
Do you remember Mistress Hawkins?
Who?
Mistress Hawkins. She was my mentor. This one time she got her ass handed to her by a mole rat and it left a scar on her right ear.
Wait. Hawkins, isn't she on the MIA list? Why are you bringing her up all of a sudden?
The mannequin has a scar on its right ear. It reminded me of her.
We are not getting nostalgic. It's Mayhem Night. We are going to the White Springs and blowing things up with lots and lots of explosives. Now get that cute butt of yours moving.
Ugh. Holy Mothman, give me strength.
I love Mayhem Night. Team building exercises with explosives. You know, I brought my sexy beast for tonight. It loves making a big messy boom. Kickback is a bitch. There's going to be some bruises. But it's going to be worth it when it unloads on those bots. And the explosion is going to take everyone's breath away. They won't be able to walk home once I'm done.
You know, your love for your fat man rivals your love for fire breathers.
Imagine a fire breather carrying my sexy beast and... Oh! The hell! Don't interrupt me when I'm in my daydream. Why did you... Sweet, merciful La Homme Papillon... Where? Why are there so many? I don't... I've never seen so many so close together.
They weren't there a minute ago. Yes, they were. Elle was distracting me with her fat man and fire breather talk. I think we should go a different way.
Retracing our steps is not an option. Someone put them up behind us, too. I'm going to slowly murder whoever is setting these up.
Did you hear Scorched?
Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of L'Homme Papillon forever.
That's a little much, Elle. Relax. We'll get out of here our way.
The air feels different than normal. Please tell me that's your hand touching my hair.
I'm holding your hand and gripping the blade of Bastet with the other. Where did that mannequin come from? They were at least 40 feet away from us. There's no way we reached them already, and I did not misjudge the distance. There is no way we are getting that close to them. The smoke is thinning. I say we bushwookie up to the ridge.
And I'm going to blow them up with my sexy beast.
We're here. Do it.
Avec plaisir, Penny. May the Mothman shift in your ashes. There is no way I missed. Not with a blast radius of a mini nuke. Mon Dieu, this is unreal.
I swear, some of them turned their heads toward us.
Are they moving?
Don't care. I don't care. Let's go. One more ridge should be enough distance between us. Holy Mothman, I can see them in the distance.
There's a farmhouse up the hill. Barricade ourselves and pray they have a ham radio to call out.
We'll be trapped.
like the time at West Tech. Good memories there.
How is that a good memory? You still decline supply missions.
good memory because we were in the closet for hours.
Really? Now? It's not the time. We need to get some distance between them and us. Elle, get out your sexy beast. Time to test the twisted nipple.
All right, baby. Make Mama proud. This would be absolutely gorgeous at the White Springs.
Maybe, but why does it seem like it missed them? I have more, but we blasted them twice and there's no dent in their numbers. If we drop everything, we can make it to the White Springs. No added weight holding us down, but we'll be vulnerable.
I'm not dropping Sexy Beast, and I'm not being taken down by a bloat fly. No, not happening. I say we barricade in the farmhouse and murder anything that comes in.
How's the radio coming along?
Still fried, but with a few more tweaks and I'll be able to activate the emergency signal.
Good. Fortified the front door with everything, including the kitchen sink. Barricaded the windows, scattered dried leaves, paper, broken pieces of ceramic, sharp bits on the floors and staircase. Yeah, we won't miss their entrance if they come in. And the only way to the attic is through the trap door, and unless they can jump 10 feet into the air, I think we're safe.
You're so sexy when mistress mode is activated.
Ugh, get the radio working, you little devil. I'm gonna take a peek out the front and back windows to size up our situation. There can't be this many in all of Appalachia. I'm counting at least 30. Not sure which is worse, the ones wearing the clothes or the naked ones. And another 30 out back. Ugh, it's official. The naked ones are worse. The way the moon is lighting them up. Ugh.
Oh, praise be to the...
Too much static. Get the ham radio set, L. We need to reach the headmistress. This is like West Tech. Attic's bigger, more room to move, and we have more explosives. I'm going to set up the twisted nipples to work like frag grenades. Or blow us to the cranberry bog.
The radio is working! Opening up the emergency channel.
There's no one out back. They must be funneling into the house. L, White Springs is 3 miles northeast of here out that window. Run like a scorched beast queen is eyeing you up for dinner. Don't stop until you find the sentry bot at the entrance. Locate Headmistress Steele and let her know. I'm gonna teach these guys what it means to fear the Mistress of Mystery.
I'll see you at the White Springs, and you can tell Mistress Steele yourself.
We'll race.
In position, mistress. Awaiting signal.
What's the matter? Expecting me to cower? Not tonight! I've got more where that came from.
I love you, Mr. Sentry Bot. Need to find Headmistress Steele now. Let's see. That sounds like a good place to start. Thank you, Mr. Sentry Bot, for being constant. Headmistress Steele!
Eloise! Where? Where's Penelope?
We, ran into something, and she... She stayed behind to make them fear the Mistresses of Mystery.
I understand. Ladies! Mistress Peterson is putting the fear of the Mistresses into a vile villain. Are we going to let her have all the fun of such an act?
I'll give you that.
She better save some for me.
Lead the way, Seeker Bassett.
Cauldron. Almost full. Feed our master.
What was that? Mr. Smith, run a diagnostic and pinpoint the origin immediately.
What in the world happened here? Look. All the gardeners and the butlers are destroyed. Forget that. Who done popped off the head of the sentry bot?
Wait. I see someone. Penny! Oh, should have known she'd make an entrance like that. She always pops the sentry bot's head when we stroll by. She really hates them.
Master. Desires. Souls.
Penny, are you okay? This isn't funny. Stop joking around. Why are you so pale and cold?
Elle, Run. Now.
Pleased.